Hello and welcome to your better life with better tax returns. I'm your bigger refund coach, Charlie. You may have heard me on my main media partner, SEN Radio, with Fletch, Joel, Maddie, or Jimmy, or on Triple M with Luke Boner on the late night shift, or on the Road podcast with Mick the Trucker. In this series of tax tips podcasts, I'm going to help you wake the truck up to ensure you get the biggest refunds this year or future years and extra refunds from your past returns. The sooner you start, the sooner you're smart.
Charlie, I've got friends from the Pacific Islands. They're beautiful, beautiful people. They give 10% of their income
tithing
to the Seventh-day Adventists, and they won't claim it back. And I said to them, I'm sure you should be checking this out. You know, it just seems a bit odd. But then they say, no, but we're giving it to God. And I'm just curious.
No, you are spot on. And we have come across this scores of times. Samoans, Tongans, Fijians, a lot of them are either at Seventh-day Adventists or Assembly of God or Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What they don't understand, they certainly understand, incredibly generous people, because they're not exactly flush with cash, is that you are giving that money to your church, and so all you need to do is tell the ATO that you don't have that money. It's like saying, I bought a set of tools for $5,000, I'd like to claim that expense. You're not taking that money back from the church. Your church is a non-profit organisation, so it doesn't pay any tax on the money it receives from you. You're not taking it back from the church. All you're doing is telling the ATO, I don't have that $5,000 anymore, and therefore don't tax me 49% or 45% or even 19% on that $5,000. And the ATO says, fair enough, just make sure you can send us a receipt from your church, and your church has to be registered as a DGR, or deductible gift recipient. So once you get past that concern that you are taking money back from the church, you're going to realise that in a congregation of, say, 100 people, and you're each giving $5,000 a year, or 10% under Malachi 10 in the Bible, then that's going to be about $500,000 coming back in refunds to that community. If you had that money back in the community, think about what you could be doing. But I'm not going to try to convince you. If you want to take that money back and give it straight to the church, do that. But of the three places that that money could reside, that money being the $5,000 or tax on the $5,000, that could either reside at the ATO, in your pocket, or at the church. I'm sure you're okay if it resides in the church or in your pocket, so you can either keep it when you get your refund or give it all to the church. But the third option of leaving it at the ATO, I don't think that makes sense even for you. So, wake up. You're not taking it back from the church. Make sure your church is appropriately registered, and we can help check that by the ABN of your church, Australian Business Number. And if it's not appropriately registered as a deductible gift recipient, we'll help them get that sorted free. In short, your wonderful Pacific Islander community that donates so generously, more than, right? You are, really are. And as I said, not flush. Really, I'd like to help. And even if it's not with me, just understand the rules as they pertain to tithing. Make sure your church is appropriately registered. At the end of the year, get a receipt for your donations. And I know you put in a basket, but it won't be hard to identify that you're giving $5,000 a year. And make sure you have that receipt from a DGR at the end of the year. Tell your tax preparer, hopefully us, that you have donated that money to your church. And that $5,000 or $10,000 from the family will generate a refund, an extra refund of somewhere between $1,900 up to $4,900, again, depending on your tax incremental rates. In short, in summary, donate and claim those donations. All right, so those lovely people are not helping themselves, and they're not helping themselves for all the wrong reasons. So, in short, give us a call and we'll explain it. But as always, we'll send through information about tithing or donations in general, and you can read that information, or you can call the ATO on 132 861 or go to ato.gov.au. But whatever you do, don't just leave your head in the sand. Find out the facts and then act on them. Make decisions with full information at your disposal. We're sitting here ready to answer your call on 1300 511 51 24 hours a day, every day of the year. So it's not like you don't have a resource to take advantage of. We're ready to help. And I, more than any other people, I'd like to help you guys. Once you've watched all the episodes that relate to you and complete and submit answers to four questions, we'll assign you a tax email account and password where you can send all your receipts, payslips and logbooks using our free and easy method. We'll forward you simple, easy to follow instructions tailored to your circumstances, including a list of expenses to keep receipts for. And if it's too complex, we'll invite you to book a free 30-minute consult. As a result, you'll have more expenses to claim each year and thus a bigger, safer refund.